Okay, we've got that out of the way. Let's move on into the intelligence brief, AIB. the current AMCOM level is level 3. Level 3. I've got to remember, this is a little bit old because it came to us from last Monday. So it's a little bit old, but still important to get it out there. So this comes from, hang on a second, the Knights Southbridge Research. French authorities detained Russian-born Telegram founder Pavel Durov north of Paris on Saturday night. The detention is reportedly related to investigations into Telegram's role in the spread of illegal content. Telegram, a crucial app in post-Soviet nations, has largely avoided the Kremlin's media crackdown, making it significant for both state and opposition communications. Analysis of that. The move has global implications as governments and citizens wrestle with the appropriate balance between free speech rights of disadvantaged groups and the enablement of complex criminal activity by these tightly encrypted platforms. While the official detention revolves around child pornography and illicit activity, Western intelligence services likely want access to Durov. This is bad news, folks. Anyway, continuing on. This is security.org internet censorship. The impact of internet relations. Restrictions. This is traffic shaping, a.k.a. comms herding. Otherwise known as packet shaping, traffic shaping is a way of managing bandwidth that lets certain applications perform better than others, while prioritizing apps will run with no problem. Apps that aren't prioritized will be throttled or slowed down. This is considered a type of censorship because it encourages internet users to use an app to service or service that performs better while discouraging them to access an app that is not prioritized. End of report. Rather than a note here, so this is hurt your sense. You may have heard the recent news reports of social media platforms and citizens under scrutiny for advocating free speech, and no doubt this traffic shaping may be a factor in controlling the public in many regards. Some ways around it include using a VPN, which encrypts your internet traffic and routes it through a remote server. This hides your activity from your IPS and prevents them from seeing your websites you visit and what kind of traffic you transfer. Stand by. As a result, they won't throttle you based on your online behaviors, in theory. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, is an internet protocol that was first created for use by large corporations and governments and is now available commercially for home use. However, VPNs come with their own pros and cons. Banking and some other systems do not generally participate or allow VPNs to be used for online business. You may research online more for it. It begs the question, is anything really private anymore? The answer could be no, not even for virtual private networks. Something to think about. Break. Okay, we're going to move into the Channel 3 project that Wes runs. Channel 3 project has several consistent operators that have great coverage in our area. Wes 327, Cameron 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area. Dewey 605 is in Jackson County area. Craig and Judy 605 in Illinois Valley, and Forrest 779 or John 889 in Klamath Falls area. Right. And check in tonight and see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general location. If you get any, please give the tallies to the station monitoring this frequency, which will be me. If case you're wondering, the ham frequency, the ham channel 3 frequency, is 146.420. We'll move forward on the discussion after we get the channel 3 project started. God bless you all, and God bless the Republic. Wes, you got something you'd like to say?
Sure. Thanks, Ron. We're going to start in the Grants Pass area on GMRS, FRS, Channel 3. Then we'll transition to MERS, Channel 3. And finally, if you're licensed, we'll see you on HAM 146420. As Ron said, Dewey does it in a different order because sometimes we get a little bit of interference with the really powerful stations. So see you over on GMRS, FRS, Channel 3. And anyway, see you over there, WRKU 327.
Thanks, Wes. Normally we call Dewey forward, and I'm going to do that, but he may not be there. He may not be able to get in because of the repeater being down.